Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Spring is in the air and everywhere you look in the garden. To get your garden and your special soar tickets, go to your southcoastbotanicgarden.org profile and make your reservations. Don't forget your mask, and with the temperatures warming up, bring that reusable water bottle. As you drive into the garden from Crenshaw, take a quick look at the beautiful and violently pink trumpet trees that are blooming. These trees grow throughout the garden and can be found in all sizes from 15 feet to 50 feet tall. They're native to Mexico, Central, and South America, and are the national tree of Paraguay. As you enter the garden proper and walk down the promenade, you are treated to the striking beauty of the golden trumpet trees, a sister tree to the pink trumpet tree. The golden trumpet tree is the national flower of Brazil. There are three of the golden trumpet trees blooming along the promenade and one around the corner near the children's garden. Both the pink and the golden trumpet trees are deciduous trees and bloom just after dropping their leaves in the late winter. The blooms are heavy with nectar and a favorite with many pollinators. It's interesting that the hummingbirds attracted to the pink trumpet trees are different species than those attracted to the golden trumpet trees. At the end of the promenade along the tram road, the formal rose garden is really beginning to put on a show. The beautiful sparkle and shine floribunda roses planted to frame the entryway to the rose garden are really bursting forth in a torrent of sunshine yellow blooms. Turning to your right and heading up into the lower meadow on the path just past the tram bench, you'll see that the Alstroemeria beds here are just beginning to really fill up with flowers. And in the backdrop, you notice the weeping bottlebrush tree that is mixed up with the aloe arborescence blooms, a truly striking mix of red and orange. The bottlebrush is a very versatile plant that can be grown as a bush or a tree and is a great plant to attract hummingbirds and butterflies to your garden. Just across from the lower meadow in the demonstration beds, the sunflowers are filling out. These are early this season and will be a welcome food source to birds and squirrels as the summer heats up. Just past the sunflowers is a bed of blue iris mixed in with orange California poppies and calendula flowers. If you continue along the paved path, you'll get to the cactus collection. On your right is a beautiful octillo plant in bloom. If you turn left and wander the paths in the cactus collection, you can see the soft yellow blooms of the Parodia uraci, which is native only to the Rio Grande do Sul state of Brazil, and the fluorescent Drosanthemum bicolor, or dewflower. These striking yellow and red dewflowers seem to be growing right over the top of the hot coral-colored crown of thorns bush. If you take the small path through the agave collection to the far side of the greenhouse behind the agave collection, you can see the charming California flannel bush in bloom. There are two flannel bushes here. One really is a bush, the other a small tree. These plants are native to California and are very tolerant both to drought and poor soil conditions. As you walk through the cactus and agave collections, notice the wonderful swaths of hot orange California poppies. To see the newest of the fancy iris blooms in the border of the Memorial Meadow, just head out Tram Road to Memorial Meadow Lane and go left. This week there are some incredibly big blue and purple iris to charm you. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.